I'm out kind of walking in a mild stupor. Not really thinking about how my head is moving my legs, but my legs are nevertheless moving in the direction that the dog seems to want to go. I wouldn't let it lie last night. I've got a couple of presentations coming this week, and I've done about 2-3 days work on a presentation, trying to get everything up to date, social media, and all that entails moves pretty fast, so it's pointless doing presentations weeks in advance of a talk, because your talk's already out of date. So I tend to leave it to the last few days, having fleshed it out prior. And there was a couple of cover slides to put into my presentation, and for some reason those cover slides contained fonts that were bad, and unbeknown to me meant that the application was just going to repeatedly crash every time I opened it up. And I didn't know about that straight away. It was mentioned on Twitter that after a couple of hours of frustratingly cleaning caches and restarting the computer and using disk utility and all the rest of it, I thought, what the bloody hell's going on here? thanks to a couple of good people on Twitter, they said, try this, try that, try the other. And fonts was the first suggestion, so I used Fontbook to verify the fonts and get rid of duplicates and things like that. That's fine, but it was obviously late and I was tired, and I forgot that, yes, there are fonts in my user account, but there are also fonts in the main library that need to be done as well. I've got something like 600 fonts. Who needs 600 fonts? It's always a nightmare whenever I'm trying to do anything in Photoshop, for example, and I'm looking at different fonts. It takes about half an hour just to get through them, and then I go back to the beginning because it's the first one I saw was the one I liked. So anyway, it took me a long time to find out what the issue was. So much time, in fact, that midnight came and went, and then 1 o'clock came. And I got it fixed, but I didn't get to do any of the bloody presentation. I always panic a bit on the Sunday night, not in a kind of, but in a kind of quiet, oh, man. Because Monday is a day that the little lad doesn't go into nursery. He doesn't go in Mondays, he doesn't go in Fridays. But Mondays, it's my sole obligation to play daddy, and it's daddy day, and had a great weekend. A few days last week having been away in Africa, but it's days like this that allow us to kind of reconnect and bond and get up to all kinds of adventures, especially when I've been away doing weird and wonderful stuff in other continents. Terribly miss the lad when things like that are on the cards. So he's hard work though, and normally getting a good quality night's sleep before a Monday stands me in good stead to be able to keep up mentally, physically, and not want to go back to bed when he has his kip during the day. Today, I think the first thing I'll be doing is collapsing, because I really, really, I'm not functioning properly. The dog just seems to sleep all the time. A bit like a cat. And I envy her in that way. I don't know, it must be tiring. All these walks. I know I'm feeling it. Lovely morning. I'm in a t-shirt and sun's just about riz with a smattering of cloud. All I can see at the moment, as far as civilization goes, is obviously a field, which people forget that fields and sign of farming is civilization. And in the very, very, very distance, a church on a hill. I can hear the motorway, but like I've said a thousand times before, I like to pretend it's the sea. A pebbly beach. Hope you have a good day wherever you are. And I guess this is a bit of a whinge about technology. I was so close to saying, right, sod this. I'm just going to jack it all in and whittle for a living, instead of wittering for a living. And it's just nice not to have the problems, silly little stupid problems that are of tiniest and simplest things, but seem to bring the most amount of stress when a machine that 99.99% of the time is fine doesn't work for that small percent of time when you really want it to. Anyway, I'm going to go and dip my head in a bucket of coffee. Have a good day.